A 3-judge panel of the D.C. Circuit of the U.S. Court of Appeals also rejected Trump's position that he could only be prosecuted if he'd been convicted in a Senate impeachment trial first. The 3-judge panel said in a unanimous opinion, quote, "We cannot accept former President Trump's claim that a president has unbounded authority to commit crimes that would neutralize the most fundamental check on executive power," unquote. Tom Wolf is director of the Democracy Center Initiatives at New York University's Brennan Center for Justice. He called the D.C. Circuit's ruling a landmark decision.
But it also signals a very strong step in the right direction towards holding Trump accountable for his attempts to overturn the 2020 election and inciting the riot on January 6th.
Trump's attorneys have argued that a president needs immunity to be able to make executive decisions and to act without fear of legal jeopardy. The panel gave Trump until the 12th of February to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court to stay the decision. Legal scholars say that would be a risky move for Trump and his legal team. Neil Katyal is a former acting U.S. Solicitor General and current law professor at Georgetown University. He told MSNBC he doubts the high court will even take up the appeal.
My gut is, given the thoroughness and well-reasoning of this opinion and the kind of ludicrous claim that Trump's advanced on the other, that he's absolutely immune from all criminal laws, I don't think the U.S. Supreme Court's going to take this.
Should Trump appeal, the case would not return to the lower court until the Supreme Court issues a final decision. Last year, Trump filed a motion to dismiss the federal election interference case brought by the special counsel Jack Smith. That case charged Trump with seeking to reverse his 2020 election defeat by, among other things, advancing fake electors and obstructing Congress on January 6, 2021. The trial judge rejected the motion, prompting Trump to appeal to the D.C. Circuit. The special counsel asked the U.S. Supreme Court to directly resolve the matter, but the Supreme Court punted to the appeals court. New York Democratic Congressman Dan Goldman told MSNBC that he can't see any court ruling in Trump's favor without it doing fundamental damage to U.S. democracy.
If that claim of absolute immunity prevails in any way, shape, or form, it would completely eviscerate the fundamental notions of the rule of law that no one is above the law.
Trump's Republican allies in Congress, meanwhile, have introduced a resolution saying the former president did not engage in insurrection on January 6th. They're seeking to undo decisions in Colorado and Maine to remove the former president's name from their primary ballots because of his role in the January 6th riot. Matt Gaetz is a Florida Republican. He told a news conference in Washington that removing Trump from the ballot is undemocratic.
It's not the job of the states, and especially not the job of some bureaucrats in Colorado, to make this assessment and interfere with the rights of voters to cast their vote for the candidate of their choice.
Trump's case has largely revolved around presenting himself as a persecuted victim. Tom Wolf with the Brennan Center says Trump has actually been victimizing voters.
What we've seen here is that Trump has committed a crime against our democracy, and he's committed a crime against the tens of millions of voters whose votes he attempted to throw out.
Observers say Trump has made no secret of the fact that his overarching legal strategy is to seek delays, because if he were to win the 2024 presidential election in November, before the federal cases go to trial, he could appoint a loyalist as attorney general who would then drop all charges against him. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.